And now, our commencement speaker. Please welcome Kaelic Wizard College Distinguished Alumni, Arenthair Gald.
Thank you. I'd like to start by offering my congratulations to the Kaelic Wizard College graduating class of 1324. Your magical studies are probably about to pay off, and I thought it would be good to send you all out into the world with a few words of wisdom. Some of you may become adventurers. Some of you may become researchers. Some of you may work in shops, which are all things that are wildly different and call for wildly different kinds of advice. I wanted to come up with one piece of advice, at least, that would apply to everyone. Every type of wizard, wherever your magical career may take you. And all I came up with was this. Always take health potions. No matter what you do or where you go, you can never go wrong carrying a couple of health potions with you. It may save your life in some dungeon, or it may let you get rid of some paper cut before it has time to get infected. That is the only advice I could think of that I was sure would be helpful to all of you. The rest of this advice is based on my general experiences, and may or may not be helpful to some of you, or possibly it will be helpful to none of you at all. Please, take it with a grain of salt, and also a health potion. Enjoy the power and beauty of your youth. Never mind. The only way to enjoy the power and beauty of your youth is to lose it by getting old. And then restoring it with magic. Do not waste your entire youth looking for a magical way to preserve it. Plan ahead, but don't get too attached to your plans, or try too hard to account for every possibility. Most likely the things disrupting your plans will totally blindside you. Also remember, if you have a goal, someone else may have the same goal, or a competing one. In this case, you would both be the flies in each other's ointment. There's no reason to be a jerk about it. Don't be too in love with your own brilliance. While you may command the powers of the elements, a well-placed crossbow bolt will make you just as dead as it would make someone who can't read, and could be fired by someone with a similar educational level. And also, nobody likes a know-it-all. Remember compliments you receive. Also remember insults. Either one might come in handy, especially during a sword fight. Learn everything you can. Not only because you never know what piece of obscure history or knowledge will provide the solution to a puzzle, it also makes you generally a more interesting person. Maybe you'll succeed in your quest, maybe you won't. Maybe you'll survive your quest, maybe you won't. You might languish in obscurity, or maybe you'll get drunk as a lord at a banquet celebrating the 200th anniversary of your victory. Try not to be too smug if you win. In the end, victory comes mostly down to chance. Do not wear a magic item that enhances your charisma and then look in the mirror, unless you plan never to take it off again. If you do, without it, you will always feel ugly. If you're going to adventure, don't be reckless with other people's lives. If you're going into business, don't be reckless with other people's money. Don't put up with companions or business partners who are reckless with either. Always check for traps. Just because you didn't find any traps doesn't mean that there aren't traps there. Live in Highland for a while, but leave before it makes you hard. Live in home for a while, but leave before you get too used to the food. Don't forget to pack a rope. Take advice from supposed wise people, whether they're wizards or strange old men you meet on the road, with a grain of salt. But also be polite when you listen. You never know who might be advising you. The irony of me telling you not to blindly follow advice is not lost on me. But trust me on the health potions thing.
You're listening to Kingdom of Stone Tree Broadcasting.